Colorado LTZ with unbeaten 3.5-ton towing. This is Triple M's Summer Breakfast with Ed Cavalli and Lawrence Mooney.
Yes, it is. Good morning. For the final time, myself, Ed Cavalli, the Moon Man Mooney, and with us.
Morning.
Just, well, hi, Moon.
It's it. That Summer Breakfast is over today.
Like all good things or viruses, it must come to an end. And with us to drag it screaming to the end this morning, our good friend Tommy Daslow. Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, morning, Tommy Daslow.
How do we know Tommy Daslow? He's a comedian.
He's
a writer.
He's a stand-up comedian.
He is. He hosts a podcast, a wonderful podcast called The Little Dum Dum Club.
Correct.
All by himself, which is an incredible achievement.
And it's up there, Little Dum Dum Club, but our podcast, Ed.
Look,
Hot Breakfast.
Yeah, the Summer Breakfast podcast has had a winning response on the iTunes, and we respect that. And I say, cop that, happy tree friends. Cop that, you lot. Cop that, Filer, in your conversations.
Your prime competition.
Exactly. Tell it walking. Well, the moral of this morning show is, of course,
strap yourself in. It's bedlam out there.
It sure is.
It is bedlam.
Do not go out there, Moon. Bedlam.
The strap yourself in is almost superfluous because it's illegal not to strap yourself in.
Oh, car-wise.
Yeah, so you've got to put your belt on.
I think Today Tonight was also thinking, can we hear it one more time?
It's a...
I think they meant also like strap yourself
brace
in.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, strap yourself in for Today Tonight. Here we go.
Strap yourself in. It's bedlam out there.
Oh. And she sounds really happy about the danger on the roads.
Yeah, but still chills running down my spine every time we hear that.
Ooh.
Just,
it is a bit much. Yesterday we were talking, I was talking to myself, as I looked at the best albums of the year. And there's been a lot of good albums come out. Das, Moon, have you got a favourite album, music-wise, from this year?
Mm.
You can't both say Flume at once.
Flume.
Or Beyoncé's visual album, which is another way of saying pay for videos.
Yeah, that's a scam of the century, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly something. I found out a friend of mine shot a couple of the videos and had to sign a secrecy agreement.
Right.
In Fitzroy? It was in Victoria.
Some of them were in Victoria.
My favourite album of the year, par excellence, Human Nature's Christmas album.
Oh, of course. Oh. Well, that goes without saying.
That's the number one every year.
Well, I was thinking, what is the least Triple M album that's been released this year?
Ooh.
I think it might be this. That's right, Triple M fans. That's Muse. That is Muse doing their thing. It may not be.
It's a cover of ABBA's Waterloo.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
It's André Rieu does ABBA.
Ooh.
Right.
Finally.
André Rieu finally got around to ABBA.
Why is André Rieu in the post office? Why is he there?
Because he's the perfect gift for everyone you hate.
Because I was down at the post office. I wasn't paying a bill or getting stamps. I just needed a new picnic set. And I was looking everywhere for it, and it's all Rieu down there.
It's super Rieu.
Yeah.
It's reams and reams of Rieu.
Mm. But anyway, I got a three-way lantern, so that was good. It's good down there at the post office.
Triple M Summer Breakfast. Good morning. Up next, I'm glad you're here, Tommy Daslow, because it's time for a little segment I like to call Showbiz Scum Exposed.
Ooh. Oh!
Triple M Summer Breakfast. And it's hard-hitting. Good morning. Triple M Summer Breakfast. Good morning. Myself, Ed Cavalli.
Good morning. That was a cheeky little good morning.
Well, because I'm happy. Lawrence Moonman Mooney, our good friend Tommy Daslow, comedian, in the house. We will be doing Lawrence Mooney's Wheel of Opportunity a little bit later on, your chance to win yourself tickets to go and see Queens of the Stone Age and Nine Inch Nails, because Triple M is presenting the gig. Of course we are.
I'm very excited, Ed, because we are going to be phoning LA and speaking to Shriekman.
Oh, we're talking our showbiz reporter, Bobby H. Shriekman, this morning. That's interesting. Hey, Das.
Yes.
You're in show business.
I sure am.
Absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a bit on TV, you've been in films, you've got a great podcast.
Uh-huh.
Do you meet a lot of scumbags?
Oh, nonstop. Yeah. It's just scumbag central out there.
Well, you're being slightly facetious because, you know, most of the time when you meet people, even if you think, when if you see them from afar, you think they're awful. But then when you meet them, you're like, now they're nice. Now I can't dislike them as much as I used to.
Absolutely.
There's an old adage, don't introduce me to that man, I'll be unable to hate him.
That's exactly right. That's the, they call that the Sanderlands theorem. So then, Sarah.
Hi.
Our
good
producer.
Morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. And you're sunny. You have a sunny disposition.
Why, thank you.
You do a wonderful job here at Triple M, and you're staying on to do another wonderful job on a great show next year.
Thank you.
What happened to you yesterday?
Well, yesterday I was on the way to the dentist, driving. Yeah. Which is always fun.
And you've got a terrible car, don't you?
Well, I wouldn't say it's terrible.
Just go with me.
It's an early swipe. Okay, I drive a terrible car.
Yeah, because you don't because you don't earn a... You
know, a Daewoo Nubira.
Stop it. Stop it going the Nubira.
The anyway, Proton we're, Jumba. We're going off yes. track here.
I what
received
happened?
A rather distressing
Well, distressed phone call. I know where this is going.
Distressed phone call from one Lawrence Moonman Mooney.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did
who
did
said,
he say?
Oh, hey, Says, how's it going, baby? You still in the office? I said, oh, I'm really sorry I've left, you know.
He how's said, it oh, going, baby? That sounds like me.
I said, babe. But he said, oh, have you got a 10 bucker?
Oh.
I've locked myself out of the car park and I don't have any money.
Oh. Classic scam.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But he made it out somehow. I said to him, mate, just drive up, press the buzzer, see if you can't negotiate with them. Tell them that you work at Triple M. And I got a texty a few minutes later and he was out.
Yeah.
So I want to know what happened.
Okay. I have actually contravened the deal I did with the guy in the car park because he said, tell no one.
Okay.
tell no one what has happened here.
Okay.
So
you're in your expensive car that you bought with your showbiz money.
Yep.
And you're
cash.
No. You're the one who told me not to say that anymore.
No, I actually bought it cash.
Okay.
Yeah. No paper trail.
Yeah.
Hasn't got any plates on it. Well.
It's been rebirthed. So what happened? So you're in the car park eating donuts and then what?
Yeah. Well, what happened beforehand was I went to breakfast with you.
Fun.
And you had to get away to do publicity shots because you're doing breakfast for Triple M in Brisbane next year.
Absolutely.
All important. Oh, I've got a rush.
Okay.
I paid for your breakfast and you then realised.
Oh, it's my fault.
Yeah.
No.
Did a little bit of shopping though. Did a little bit of extra Christmas shopping.
Good.
Some wrapping, some cards, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Got back to the car park, thought $10 is going to be enough.
Yeah.
And it's $30. And
Wow.
And I felt trapped. I felt trapped and sweaty. And who do I call whenever I'm panicked? Do I call my wife? No, I call Sarah, our
call
producer.
Yeah. She'll make it all better.
She'll make it all better.
Yeah. But if you had $10 and you're asking Sarah for $10, you were still $10 short.
I knew I had enough change secreted in the car. Don't break into it. You'll never find it. Anyway, so I pushed the intercom. The guy comes down and I said, I work at Triple M. He goes, I'll let you out. Don't tell anyone. So I have been.
I feel like I've
broken the deal.
Guys.
No, you haven't. You know what, Moon? Take him down a DVD, a Lawrence of Suburbia DVD today. You know, that's worth at least $7. I saw it in JB. In the bin, up the front.
In the bin.
With the Acropolis Now DVDs, I'm sure it's still worth a good $6 or $7.
With the Wannabes. That is a good movie, though.
The Wannabes is a bit of fun. What was your last movie credit, Moon, very quickly?
Last movie credit was The Cup, Stephen Curry. I'm the starter at... I'm the starter of some race. I'm the starter of the race.
Maybe the Melbourne Cup?
No, I was the starter at Belmont where Damien Oliver's brother died in the race.
Okay.
I'm that guy. I killed Damien Oliver's brother in the movie.
Of course you did. Triple M Summer Breakfast.
This is Triple M Summer Breakfast.
For Holden, Colorado.
The serious truck for the serious man.
Here are two serious men now.
Triple M Summer Breakfast. Good morning. Myself, Ed Cavalli, Lawrence Moonman Mooney, and our good buddy Tommy Dasilo. For the final time. And if you're wondering what Lawrence Mooney was up to last night, the news did follow him.
There's more CCTV, and it actually shows the culprit setting up for this attack. He's kneeling down out the front of the store. You can see him looking around. Then suddenly he lights the Molotov cocktail on fire and runs up the street with it flaming, ready to lob it into the front of the store.
Unbelievable. A behaviour during Christmas, Moon?
Just carols. It's a new way of, rather than by candlelight, it's by Molotov light.
How much do you wish the Bonds carolers came to your house? Tell you what, Pat Rafter can sing. Is it Pat Rafter?
Yeah.
I've never had the carolers. I've never had the salvos come up the street with a...
I have. It's great.
Ding dong.
The tuba.
Merrily,
that was one of the best mouth tubers I've ever heard.
Really?
Congratulations.
Yeah, stunning work.
So Harold from Neighbours is here. Let's come back because Dasilo, what are people thinking doing over the Christmas break? A lot of people like to go to the cinema.
Sure.
Lord of the Rings has made it their territory for the last 250 years.
Yeah, Hobbit. Have, yeah.
But
Hobbsy's back.
We want to know which summer movies are worth seeing and which are not. Summer Breakfast. Triple M Summer Breakfast, good morning. It's all for Holden, Colorado. Thank you very much, Holden Colorado, for sponsoring us throughout this time. Myself, Ed Cavalier, Lawrence Mooney, our good buddy Tommy Dasilo's in the house.
Yeah.
Now, Das, you're a writer, you're a comedian. You got a lot of time on your hands.
Yes.
So have you seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too?
Haven't got to that yet. Probably after this.
That looks funny. Seriously, I thought that looked quite funny.
Yeah.
But I hadn't seen the first one. Do I need to see the first one?
It's an animation, is it not?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But these days you don't have to be... You can always get away with it by saying there's actually a lot of jokes for adults in it.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of jokes for adults.
Or a bit of a message.
Message?
Yeah, it's a universal theme.
So what have you seen, Das?
I've seen American Hustle in the last week.
Oh, Oscar buzz.
A lot of Oscar buzz.
Christian Bale has had a body transformation.
He has. He's done a bit of a Charlize Theron in Monster, sort of grossing himself up. Do you know what I mean? He's a bit fat.
When beautiful people gross themselves up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're just like us.
I'm not into it.
Like what I've done.
Yeah, like what Moon's done. Slowly, over a number of years.
So people, the man in the street, feels there's some kind of empathy with me.
Yeah, when they see you, they're like, oh, he's just like us, except 30 kilos fatter. Das.
Yes.
Did you love it?
I sort of wasn't into it. I'm gonna go against the Oscar buzz. I don't like a bit of a good looking actor kind of like fatting and balding up for a film because I kind of think isn't there someone good out there that's fat and bald that could have done that?
No.
You know? Really?
Well, that's not what Hollywood wants. I think someone fat and bald.
It's what I want. It's what the man on the street wants.
Surely there's more to this film than Christian Bale fatting up and getting a little bit of a bald cap on.
Doesn't Jennifer?
Not much.
Is there a good story?
There's a decent story, but it's because it's set in the 70s and it's got a bit in it that I've realised happens a lot in films that are set in the 70s or the 80s where there's a bit where they reveal a bit of technology that's new for the day
that
all take for granted.
Yeah, that's fine.
And there's the over-the-top reveal and then someone going, as if that's ever going to catch on.
The old phone in the briefcase.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
80s films, Wall Street and that kind of thing.
The smugness of us in 2013 looking back and going, they've got no idea.
No idea. What is it? What are they reveal?
A microwave, and they call it a science oven. Ugh.
I like that name, actually. I like a bit of science oven. I'd love a new science oven if you're listening.
What do they heat up or what do they cook in the microwave?
Oh, someone puts foil in it and it bursts into flames, which is pretty
sweet.
Don't
do that. Has anyone seen Battle of the Year? So when you just see it written down in the listings, you think Battle of the Year.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds like a big action movie. Is The Rock in that? Maybe Jason Statham's taking it to the streets.
Yeah.
And then you realize that it's a dance battle.
Oh.
Yet another take it to the step up to the streets 15 battle of the year. It's a dance movie.
It's a prank title. I love
Don't
the
go
idea.
And, see it. And what about Delivery Man? It's which marks Vince Vaughn's 100th movie where he's just standing in a hoodie going, "What me?" Every one of his films now. Needs a new one. Or
is he in cahoots with hoodies? Has he got hoodie sponsorship, do you think?
I like him. It is the same thing over and over again, isn't it?
Give
me swingers and then that's all.
Then you're happy?
Yeah.
What about, has anybody seen Bad Grandpa?
No, I've not.
I love Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
I love Jackass.
He's the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
The Jackass, the perfect trilogy of films.
The perfect trilogy.
Seriously, the only trilogy that is flawless, all three of them. Fault that.
They get better and better.
Better and better.
I didn't laugh at number two as much as I did at number one. Number one was such a refreshing day at the cinema. I was in hysterics.
Yeah. The best.
That's always a question I like to ask people. What's the film that you've been in that's got the best response, the most laughs? What's a comedy film you've been in the cinema that got the most laughs you've ever heard in a cinema?
Right.
I reckon maybe the original Anchorman. I remember seeing that in the cinemas the day it came out.
Dumb and Dumber. Everyone was in the cinema howling.
Yes.
The shot right at the start with the dog mobile coming over the hill is just magic.
I remember when I saw Titanic, people were absolutely hysterical with
laughter.
Spoiler
alert. Iceberg.
No, Summer Breakfast. And then it's a bit of news, Overnight Sport with Lockie Wills. And then it's time to spin Mooney's Wheel of Opportunity. There's still tickets available for Queens of the Stone Age and Nine Inch Nails, and you could win them.
Think Colorado. Think Holden. Think Triple M Summer Breakfast. Think these blokes.
Think Andre Rieu doing ABBA. The least Triple M thing that's ever been released. My lord.
What are you going to do next? What would you like to hear Andre Rieu do next now that he's
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Andre Rieu does Snoop Dogg.
Gin and Juice.
And Pharrell.
Oh, yep.
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 Beats by Rieu. They're the new headphones that I'm getting. Strings by Rieu. They're $900, but my lord, they sound fantastic.
The clarity.
The clarity. You've never heard a waltz until you've heard it in Strings by Rieu.
That Austrian clarity.
That Austrian clarity.
Austrians.
Don't.
I'm not going to go the Austrians.
Good.
If you're Austrian, give us a call. Talk up your country. Talk up your nationality.
Please.
Defend yourself. We've got a reason to be down on Austria because people like George Bush, W. Bush, he thinks that they're us.
Yeah. We're often
they're
mistaken.
Too close. Yeah. And there's a
they
big difference.
They need to change their name.
Yeah. They're our Shelbyville. our arch rivals.
Tommy Daslow, lovely to have you on board. All right, you two stay there. I've suddenly lost interest
right
in you because...
you got one of your big special guests coming
in. Yeah, there's a great man coming in.
Yes,
a great
is.
Man by the name of Adam Gilchrist.
Yes, he's a great man.
Joining us next, Triple M Summer Breakfast. Oh, and for those wondering, you can spin Mooney's Wheel of Opportunity before the end of the hour. We've got tickets, Nine Inch Nails and Queens of the Stone Age still on there. Triple M Summer Breakfast, myself, Ed Cavalli, Lawrence Mooney, Tommy Dasilo, and Australian cricket legend, and what a fit man he is. Hello, Adam Gilchrist.
Oh, thanks for the wrap. Good morning, guys.
No, because you're 40.
Morning, Gilly.
You're 42.
42, yeah.
Just a mere whip of a lad.
Starting out for me.
It's all ahead of you. You look fantastic.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Are you on a skincare regime?
No, I haven't tapped into Warnie's supply of moisturisers.
You're not on that.
I think Warnie's done a little bit more than moisturising. His head looks tight. It's a tight
and
head.
And Gilly, all your own hair?
All my own hair.
That's a beautiful head of hair as well. I'm not a grey amongst them.
Jeez, mate, I'm really enjoying this. I'm going to come in here more often.
Well, I've never seen you up close. I've seen you at games, like playing off in the distance, but I've never had the chance to see you up close.
Yeah, normally a helmet on there somewhere or something. Right.
Well, and you were one of those strange sportsmen that retired with a bit of dignity, not getting knocked out in your final fight, or you walked out when, you still had a bit left in the tank.
Dropped yet another catch and I walked off.
Right.
That'll do me.
That's not true.
And never was there a happier bunch of bowlers in your life. Finally.
Finally, he's off. God, all the iron gloves. That is not true. You took many a good catch. I won't accept that. So have you been watching the tests, obviously?
Yeah.
And
yeah, for sure.
How do you go with the weight? Like, we're playing sort of aggressive, sort of that style of game. And that was part of what the Australian teams that you were part of was like. Are you enjoying seeing that back in the psyche of the team?
Yeah. I've just been enjoyed watching the players enjoying themselves.
Yes.
Because I think for a while that love and enjoyment disappeared.
Mm.
It was so regimented. They couldn't do anything. There's an old joke, or a joke that Brett Lee uses where, in the old days they put the beers in ice, now they put the players in ice with all this recovery and rehab getting ready and planning for the next game. And hang on, you're there, you enjoy the moment, enjoy a win, if it's a loss, you sit around and talk about it and console. You're not always forecasting to the future. So Darren Lehman, that's the common denominator
he's
there.
So he's so chilled, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Yeah. He's almost
and,
asleep out there.
He's being lauded by all the players for bringing that enjoyment back into the rooms. I know we're going to talk about the KFC T20 Big Bash.
Starts tonight, 7:30, Channel 10. Gilly is going to be commentating.
Over the years, have our players been pushed into too much cricket with the IPL and all that sort of stuff, Is there too much expected of them?
I think there is probably across the board too much cricket played. I think there's room for all three formats. Mm. Test cricket at the moment, we're loving it, aren't we? We're all back on board.
It's going well.
One-day cricket and T20 cricket can survive if it's well administrated. It's a difficult schedule to balance up. But
it's
a
busy year.
Yeah, it's just so full on. Players do have the choice of not going to the IPL. So for those that don't know, the IPL is the Indian Premier League.
Sweet cash.
There's some big bucks over there, Gilly.
Some mighty big rupiah.
Delicious.
The players do have the option to have 6 weeks off or have $1 million for 6 weeks. Yeah. So
it's a tough choice.
Pull down the big biryani over in the IPL.
Let's talk about tonight, 7:30, Channel 10. Now, there's a man who you're commentating with who is officially not allowed into this building. His name, Tim Zura. No, it is Damien Fleming.
He,
He's a disgraceful individual.
He is. You've just shaken your head, which I think is the correct response.
I can understand why you don't want him on these premises. And, you know, you mentioned the names we've got. Mark Waugh, Ricky Ponting.
Sir Viv.
Oh. Mm. Now, naturally, we've had a couple of production days and we come in and everyone's just assumed that Ricky's taken the number one.
Of course.
Yeah, he's captain. He was Ricky Ponting.
Yes.
Fleming's got designs all over that.
Oh, no.
He's, I think, self-anointed Richie Beno of the...
Oh, no.
You know, he's gone for the beige.
Is he really?
It's just not working on him because he's pretty pale and
he's
flaky.
He's very
anyway,
pale and flaky. Yeah.
Know your place, Fleming. There's a very famous photo of Sir Vivian Richards flaming up a fatty after winning a game. Does he still have the same process before commentating?
Oh, we'll have to ask him about that one on air. I reckon that's exactly the projected image we want for the kids out there.
What a wonderful first question. Yeah. Now, Sir Viv, I'm glad you're here. Adam Gilchrist here. I'm glad you're sitting down.
That's great.
All right, tonight it's the big Melbourne derby, Stars and Renegades, and then tomorrow the Sydney derby, the Thunder and what are the other one called? So the Thunder and
Sydney Sixers.
Thunder and Sixers.
That's right. But you mentioned the derbies, a bit of rivalry building up across town, you know, rivals here in Melbourne. Mm. You recall last year where Warney threw the ball at the stumps, supposedly. Marlon Samuels about 5 metres from the stumps.
Oh, hit him.
And of course, Samuels responded with the old good, you know, bat toss. Throw the bat back
I
at you. So for everyone here in town, come on down and have a look. You'll see some fireworks, no
tonight,
doubt about it.
MCG and on Channel 10, 7:30 for the Big Bash. KFC T20 Big Bash. Gilly, looking forward to hearing your thoughts on the commentary and keep up whatever you're doing. You're an amazing looking man. And would you like to take this opportunity to plug Tim Zura's book, The Gloves
the
Are
gloves
Off,
are
Now
are
for
off.
The Facts, which I got for $1 at a Salvation Army and felt ripped off?
I got to mention, I think on the second page in that one.
Well,
so,
I've got to bring this up because I've loved this book for a long time. There's a bit in the book where he goes, it's quite a bitter book. And
the best kind.
He says, oh, you know.
Is it as bitter as Paul Barry's spin out?
Not as bitter
what
as that.
A hatchet job that
yes,
book
was.
Is.
There's a bit where, and it's sort of just as you've come into the team, this book was released. And safe to say, when you joined the Australian team, things went well. And then in Tim's version of events,
TZ, not
there's
happy.
This bloke who's come in from New South Wales that's been pushed me out of the Australian side. We'll see how he goes. Well, we saw how he went. Thank you, Tim. And it was pretty good.
I did ask him to hit me a few catches that first state training, but
nothing.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the answer.
Yeah, thanks, Gilly. Triple M Summer Breakfast.
This is Triple M's Summer Breakfast for Holden, Colorado. A serious truck for the serious man. Here are two serious men now.
Very serious. Appreciate that. Myself, Ed Cavalier, Lawrence Moonman Mooney, and Tommy Daslow in the house with Rosie, of course, holding it all together. If you would like to spin Mooney's wheel of opportunity, win yourself some Queens of the Stone Age and Nine Inch Nails gear, now is the time to call 133353 Moonman. We'll get to the other prizes on the wheel when we get back.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right.
Well, because there's still the dinner for two with Fordo.
Yep.
From the Today program.
Yep.
And
what's on number eight today?
Some shares in the Vlahos betting syndicate are going cheap. And you can get three copies of Guilt Trip, Streisand, Rogan, best film of the year.
Wow, 133353.
Guilt Trip.
Spin Mooney's wheel of opportunity. This don't feel. Triple M Summer Breakfast, myself, Ed Cavalli, and numerous other gentlemen. Let's do this.
There's a moon man who's got himself a wheel of opportunity.
Bowie.
You could spin it to win some tickets.
Brand new introduction to Mooney's Wheel of Opportunity.
Cover of Bowie's Starman?
Oh, well, cover or... homage, you be the judge.
Homage, yeah.
Plenty of great prizes on the wheel today. We've still got the tickets to go and see Queens of the Stone Age and Nine Inch Nails because Triple M is presenting the gig. For details, go to triplem.com.au. Also got the limited edition signed tour poster. Also, we've got this.
6 prestige cars, more than $1 million worth of drugs, over $100,000 in cash, and $20,000 in gold bullion.
That's good stuff.
Wow.
And I've been into the cupboard and found a... half a bottle of pomegranate molasses past the due-by date. So if you want to use that in a recipe.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Woo, Peter. Now, have you heard the things on offer?
Yes, there's a lot of tempting things in there.
There sure is. All right, Rosie, don't keep him waiting any longer. Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel, Rosie.
Spin the wheel for Peter.
Spin the wheel, Rosie.
Oh, hang on a sec. Whoa, that's weird. It's landed on number 6, Peter. So you've missed out on the many drugs and bullion, I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
But you've got yourself tickets to go and see Queens of the Stone Age and Randy Scales. Congratulations, Pete.
Sensational.
Who are you going to go
Love
with?
Work, guys. Love the show.
Love you, Pete. Awesome. Who are you going to go with?
Probably my wife.
Probably your wife. Let's probably. Just wait and see what happens there. Let's not.
That's right. You never know.
You never know. Tour details, go to triplem.com.au.
That doorbell again.
Yeah,
is someone going to get that?
Rosie, what is that?
It is our doorbell. I forgot we had it, and it's a bit persistent.
A studio doorbell.
Yep. Maybe Gilly's left his pads behind
or
something.
Can you open the door, please?
What a security.
Hello?
Am I too late to get the pomegranate molasses?
Hey, who is it?
Tony Martin. Lovely to see you.
What's going on here?
Oh, well, we just
what was all that? What happened there?
There's a lot of security.
Okay.
We're having a wheel spin.
Right.
Will you stick around and have a chat?
Yes. Is it a real wheel spin or is it all done with sound effects?
How dare you suggest such
a
thing?
I hate a phony wheel spin.
No, the wheel's just there. It's right there.
Oh, yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, news time and then more of that guy.
Think Colorado. Think Holden. Think Triple M Summer Breakfast. Think these blokes.
Da-na-na. Think Triple M. Think Andre Rieu does ABBA. It is the least Triple M album released this year. Myself, Ed Cavalli, Lawrence Booty, Tommy Dasilo, Tony Martin rounds out the panel. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. I certainly never know what you'll play next here at Triple
Absolutely
M.
Absolutely right.
Andre Rieu.
Now, you're a big Rieu guy. That's
you
why
go,
I play
You
it.
Go Rieu. You are Rieu.
That's his name.
I don't think you can give the surname the full weight without giving the Christian name a bit of Andre.
Do you know what I mean?
That's guttural.
How many DVDs is he up to now? I stopped counting at 32.
Really? 32?
There's one called Andre Rieu in New York.
Yeah.
But then there was another one, which you can still get, called Andre Rieu on his way to New York. It's like he's gone, well, got a couple of hours before we get there. I reckon we could bang in another one.
Andre Rieu delayed flight.
And then there's another one called Andre Rieu New York Memories.
So
that's obviously on the way out. He's gone, well, let's do a threefer. And then he does that thing where when he goes to a local place, he'll weave in...
Yes, Waltzing Matilda will get played.
Yeah, or the Neighbours theme.
Oh, yes, he did the Neighbours.
Nice, that is nice.
When he came to Sydney, when he goes to Spain, he'll do the Lonely Ball.
Really?
But then Andre Rieu in New York, he does Yakety Sax.
The Benny Hill theme.
So the chase music from Benny Hill. Who's told him that? Who's gone, yeah, mate, this is the sound
maybe
of the
I
bigger.
Maybe I should do Frank Sinatra.
No, Andre. No. What did they do? Tracing crack thieves. That was the did they use that on The Wire?
Very hard to pull off on violin, I'd imagine. Yakety Sax.
Well, that's his skill. All right, Triple M Summer Breakfast. Stay there, Tone, because we're coming up. I know you love Hollywood. And we're going to be.
Do you have a Hollywood reporter on this show?
Yes, we do. And what was the name of your old Hollywood reporter when you did breakfast on this station?
I was Todd Felcher.
Let's move on.
Okay.
This
when
young
you
man...
you mean he wasn't real?
Have you got a real one?
Yeah, we've
got a real one. We had a show where you just, no matter what the question was, the answer was
Lindsay Lohan. We've got someone far better coming live from LA next. His name is Bobby H. Shriekman, and he's got all the Hollywood gossip.
He's awesome.
Triple M Summer Breakfast brought to you by Vlahos. Like Triple M Summer Breakfast, myself, Ed Cavalli, Tommy Dasilo's in the house. Flanking him is one Tony Martin. Lawrence Mooney's here as well. And live from LA, gentlemen, is our showbiz reporter, Bobby H. Shriekman. Good morning, Bobby.
Hello, Eddie. Hi. Hello, little Tommy and wild Tony.
Hello, Bobby.
What about you, Lolly? How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Bobby.
Let's get to the big showbiz stories. What about Nicole Kidman, Bobby?
Nicole Kidman, well, she was once a Ranga, but now...
So, Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
What's going on with Miranda Kerr?
Oh, Miranda Kerr and Orlando.
Okay, excellent. That's to the bottom of that. Lawrence, do you have a question for Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby, Kim Kardashian's been waxing her baby's eyebrows. What's that all about? Ooh, little baby with a...
Dummy.
Hey, Bobby, what can you tell us about Shia LaBeouf at the moment?
The little LaBeoufy! Oh!
Bobby, could you answer that question with a different sound effect? No, we've heard that one. We've heard that one. The different one?
Oh!
No, I think that may be in the repertoire as well. Look, that's it. We better let you go, Bobby, because you sound like you might explode. Lawrence, do you have a final question for Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby, your top celebrity wardrobe malfunction of all time. Oh, it's got to be Janet Jackson with a booty!
Why, Bobby, what have you got planned for Christmas?
Oh, just turkey.
Are you off to see The Hobbit?
Yes. Oh, I love the Hobbsy down anymore. I just can't get enough Tolkien.
Okay, well, you're Tolkien it in over there, Bobby. We will leave you to it. Thank you, Bobby. Have a lovely Christmas. We will speak to you soon.
Bye.
Triple M Summer Breakfast.
This is Triple M's Summer Breakfast for Holden, Colorado. The serious truck for the serious man. Here are two serious men now.
More than two, thank you very much. Myself, Ed Cavley, Lawrence Mooney, Tommy Dasilo's here, rounding out the panel, one Tony Martin. Tony, it's lovely to have you here, but yep. I did hear Gordon Ramsay describe you in a very unkind way last night.
Look at it. Almost looks like an albino pineapple.
Unfair.
Got him.
He's not happy unless he's angry and throwing up in a bucket, is he?
At the moment, he's doing Friendly Gordon's family Christmas. And every time a kid walks in, you go, kid, walk out. He's gonna punch you.
Look at him. He looks like an albino pineapple.
That's the way they describe him. It's Triple M Summer Breakfast. Stay there, guys. We're going to talk late night taxis in a moment.
I know a lot about that.
I know you used to drive a cab.
Mm.
Oh, Shriekman.
Hello.
Triple M Summer Breakfast. Ed Cavley, Lawrence Mooney, Tommy Daslow's in the house, joined by Tony Martin this morning. And, guys, we're going to talk some TV after the news, but just saw this come through. Late night top taxi tips for the holiday season.
Mm. Yes.
Have your fare ready. So have money ready to go. They're saying that's a good tip.
Yeah, yep. Well, it's in your pocket or in your wallet, so it's probably close by.
So have some cash, they're saying. Now, this one I thought was odd. Share with a stranger.
Mm.
That was number five on the list.
Yep.
Now, Lawrence, you drove a cab as part of a comedy festival research program.
Yes.
And what would you say about this?
Well, you know, a lot of cabs, a lot of people trying to get cabs this time of year. Why not share with a stranger? Mm. Good way to meet people.
Yeah.
Make
really?
Sure that stranger, make sure that stranger hasn't got a machete or a switchblade.
It can be awkward conversations, though, don't you find? I was in a cab with the Sunrise Cash Cow, for example. It was just, we had nothing in common, nothing to say.
The poor cow is heartbroken.
Wouldn't stop.
Yeah. has had a falling out with Mark Beretta, the cash cow.
We are going to deal with that.
My advice would be if you're sideways because you've had way too much to drink
and
you
Christmas
get in and the taxi driver says, where would you like to go? Don't say home. Have an address, because if you say home and then fall asleep, they'll drive you around, they'll rob you, they'll take your pants off and throw you out in the car park of a hotel.
And how many times did you do that?
I've had that done to me a lot.
Done to you? Yeah. Did you get it back? Did you get your own back when you did?
Oh, yeah.
When you're a cab driver, how many people yacked in your cab?
We threw up.
Yep.
There was one, and I knew what was going to happen. You can tell because they start chewing air.
Yeah.
And then like they start sucking their own cheeks.
Okay.
Mm. And so I pulled it over and got her out before she did it.
And you've been together ever since.
Yeah. No, she was proper. You can tell just by it's if
yeah, the vibe.
You got the baking smell, and that also the heads turn into kettles because they go like. They do a lot of nose breathing. Really blind people.
I think I told you, Lawrence. I was behind a cab that was going around a right-hand turn, and I actually saw on the turn the cab driver reach behind with one hand and push the head of the passenger in the back seat out the window so he could spew on the turn, leaving a sort of like the machine that paints the lines on the road.
Perfect
spew arc round the corner.
That's your taxi
tip. That
is tips.
A great manoeuvre.
Beautiful. Where really do you want to go? To do.
Home. Triple M Summer Breakfast, news time.
Think Colorado. Think Holden. Think Triple M Summer Breakfast. Think these blokes.
Triple M Summer Breakfast, myself, Ed Cavalier. That's Lawrence Mooney there to his left. Comedian Toby Dasilo and flanking the lot of us, Captain Tony Martin. Good morning to you all.
Oh, well, it's so festive.
It's the only way to describe this morning.
Strap yourself in. It's bedlam out there.
Yes.
Mm. Not in here, though.
Not in here at all. Talking about television, we all love a bit of TV. Yes. And all week, or well, all the first 3 weeks of Summer Breakfast, Lawrence Mooney has been pitching what can only be described as winning reality TV show ideas.
Oh, and what's the best one so far?
Oh, Search for a New Rolf.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Ouch.
Oh, Death Row Conjugal Visits.
Yeah, so all good stuff.
As you can see there, real sort of Channel 7, 7:30 fare.
Yeah.
But what have you got for us today, Moon?
Well, look, you know, this is rural, and they love to go rural with their reality.
Yes, they do.
The big channel. So let's have a listen to this one.
For a long time, we've tried to hook up single boys from the bush with lovely, lonely ladies. Well, now we're turning it around. It's Farmer Doesn't Want His Wife. We get a bunch of cockies who are sick of the missus and help them relocate into a new life.
Now, surely there's a lot of guys on the land who are just sick to death of their wives and don't know what to do.
And where do we set them up?
Well, that's it.
One better in the Gold Coast?
Yeah, we give them a new identity.
Mm-hmm.
We give them some cash.
So witness protection kind of style comes into
it. We start a whole new life for them. And, you know, we start with 12 cockies. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing probably elderly men.
Could the cash cow, the Sunrise cash cow, be used?
I think the Sunrise cash cow integral because he's clearly, or she rather, is clearly someone from the bush who's relocated the city.
It's right, and he could be like Big John on Rock of Love, just sort of being the the middleman between the ladies.
Well, yeah, and helping through that very turbulent readjustment period where you know you get your one better on the Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. You've been out on the land for a long time, you can just go crazy.
You do.
All of a sudden, you're at Wet and Wild. You're living it up. You're going bananas.
These are great ideas. It's Triple M Summer Breakfast. Come back. Talk a little bit more TV. Triple M Summer Breakfast. Tell you what, the Offspring have got Lawrence Mooney up and out of his chair. Myself, Ed Cavalier, Tommy Dasilo's here, and the Dr. Tony Martin. It's all thanks to the Holden Colorado Think Colorado, Think Holden, not brought to you by the Holden Vlahos.
You can fit 194 million things in the back of your Vlahos, but remember where you've parked it because you'll never find it, your Holden Vlahos.
That is not a car.
House Away Vlahos was taking people to Dubai and having them stay in a 7-star hotel.
That was incredible. What's that?
What's the 7-star?
And it's all dressed up very much like the inside of your Arabian harem. It's got a lot of fringe and a lot of cushion.
Gold leaf toilet paper. A
lot of belly dancing going on.
Yes.
If I'm 7-star, I want to open the door and I want the ding, 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 the belly dancer
dances
there. I want it there.
Okay, that's interesting. Normally 7-star just means they have a large fish tank.
Yeah.
That's what I, when I watch Mega Structures Hotel, whenever they say 7-star, it's just always got a big fish tank.
I stayed in a 6-star in Jakarta.
Oh,
the Mandarin Oriental.
Yeah, I know.
Disgusting. Mooney's struggling.
But they would come and cut me fresh fruit twice daily.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. The trolley would come in, they'd slice up my guava and my pineapple. And I could have had them feed it to me if I chose.
No, for 7, you're getting it fed to you.
Yeah, 7.
They're just flinging it at you.
When you go into the toilet, you know that sash that's across the toilet, the mayor will come in and cut that with some giant scissors at the 7-star.
We're coming back. Triple M Summer Breakfast. We will talk some television next.
Here are two serious men now.
Da-na-na-na. It's Triple M, your Andre Rieu porthole. That is Rieu doing ABBA, the least Triple M album ever released. One more play of that, and we may have to give him royalties. So, Rosie, we're going to have to back away. Lawrence Mooney's here, myself, Ed Cavalli, Tommy Daslow in the house, Dr. Tony Martin's here as well. Television, gentlemen, television.
Oh, television is the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television.
Can you not? You are the voice of Bryn, my bedazzled life. So if anyone's doing those things.
No, I was joking. I love the telly. That's where I spend most of my time.
He does. We should say Lawrence Mooney does do a communist mouthpiece on ABC2 about the ills of capitalism called Dirty Laundry Life.
Dirty Laundry Life returning next year, 2014, 9:30, no, Thursday nights.
You need the voiceover, the Channel 10 voiceover, where everything's always about to change. Everything is about to change on Offspring. And I was watching one, and it just, the voiceover, I wrote it down. This is what the voiceover said. Everything you know about Wonderland is about to be turned on its head. It was like the second episode. I don't know anything about what is Wonderland. Forget everything you think you know about Blue Bloods.
How many days away was that? Because that's their new one that they love. 87 days to go until new Wonderland.
So what they're saying is all the character development we did in the first episode has been thrown out by the writers of the second episode.
Nothing worked. Nothing. NCIS has gone topsy-turvy.
Our plot lines are so thin, we've got a whole suite of writers in.
The only thing you can be sure of on Offspring is that Lockie Hume's accent will change as the Doctor every single episode. The man who played Packer and has a floating voice on Offspring.
The Doctor's character is loosely based on Les Murray. No one knows where that accent is from.
No one knows where he's from. Quickly.
He's doing it. Well, I saw one. He was doing Matt Berry from the IT.
What are you talking about, Jim?
Then he was Tony Gregg. He was South African for a while. Anyway, he was Kerry Packer in the Packer movies, if you're wondering who on earth that is. Hey, Das, you're a young man. How old are you?
I'm 27.
How do you watch television?
I'm all about the Netflix at the moment. Mm. Legally, of course. I'm paying my bills. It's all happening.
Do you have an illegal hookup to an American iTunes account so you can get Netflix?
There's nothing illegal about it. Money's coming out of the account.
What
just
is
for
Netflix?
Any authority figures who are listening.
It's how do you get through? Yeah, how do you get the American authority?
Oh, you lie about your address. Yeah, but it's all, I mean. Yeah.
So,
know.
Tommy, what is Netflix for those who don't know?
Netflix is like a streaming, it's like a big library that you pay. Like,
what
a
is streaming for those who don't know?
It's off the internet.
There we go.
And so you click on it and you can get whatever you want. You got everything.
Okay, so that is about the most high-tech way that someone can watch television at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm. Tony, what are you doing?
I've noticed that all 972 episodes of Sons and Daughters are on YouTube.
Okay.
And what I like to do is just choose. I just say to someone who comes around, okay, choose a number between 1 and 972 at random. 512, right. Hit episode 512, go to the last 30 seconds, and it's always gold.
Mm. Really?
It's always someone getting married and someone outside smashing the wedding cake with their fists in anger. Or usually it's just someone going, I'm telling you, Fiona, I intend to contact my solicitors.
Now,
then the credits come in.
Is it safe to say Sons and Daughters is not a new program?
It's a show from 1982, but it's the brownest show in the history of the television. The set was brown. At the end of every episode, it would literally fade to brown.
Browner than a country practice?
Couldn't afford black.
It was the brownest and longest. Like someone would drop some shock. I'm telling you, you'll have to clean up that spilt drink. And then there'd be like a 20-second fade to brown while the song came.
Really drink it in. I love it.
50 Shades of Brown.
Yeah. Mm. I love knowing that it's YouTube too. I bet on all these Sons and Daughters clips, there's fierce religious debate going in the comments section, no matter what the episode's about.
Thanks. And I don't know who's put them up, but it's like they've left on all the voiceovers, you know, where it's...
Who's your favourite? Is it Rowena or Phelpsy? Rowena Wallace or Peter Phelps?
Well, Rowena Wallace was one character.
Pat the Rat.
And then Pat the Rat, but then Pat the Rat went to South America and had plastic surgery and came back as somebody else.
Oh, that old one.
As Belinda Giblin. But then Pat the Rat came back as a different character, a sort of tough lesbian prison sort of Rene Lawrence figure. It's fantastic.
A Rene Lawrence figure. There you go.
I want my Rene Lawrence figurine for Christmas. Can you actually get the Barley 9 figurine?
Collect them all.
I think Skylanders is releasing a Barley 9 set. It's Triple M Summer Breakfast. Triple M Summer Breakfast. Good morning to you. Myself, Ed Cavalli, Lawrence Mooney, Tommy Dasilo, and Captain Tony Martin are still with you, Rosie, keeping it all in some sort of check. We've got to get out of here semi-shortly, guys, but I want to talk about Santa's helpers because I was at my daily routine of going to my local shopping centre and cruising into Dick Smith to buy Christmas presents for myself.
Yeah.
And I was doing that yesterday, and they were having photographs with Santa's helpers and that kind of thing, and there were lots of – it was really nice. Everyone was having a really nice time.
Santa's busy, so he needs helpers this time of year.
Tons of helpers there. Everyone's doing a great job. And then there was a bit of, there was a time, it was 5 minutes to go until it was back on for everyone having a bit of time, which was really nice. And I saw Santa's helper hiding and trying and eating a burger and some chips very quickly.
And that's not good.
And that's okay.
Breaks the magic a little bit.
Well, Santa's helper thought because they were behind,
In the grotto.
That no one could see them.
Was there any special sauce on the beard or any kind of like
that's
made
terrible.
What Santa's helper hadn't realised is that in this new shopping centre, the floors are all glass. So there were just 30 people with their iPhones taking photographs.
I've got to say, I saw a Santa's helper at a shopping centre, and don't try and bring Santa into an anti-obesity age.
Okay.
Don't try and trim him down.
Oh really?
Okay.
Santa.
Skinny Santa's just no go.
Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
He's a big, jolly man. So don't try and send your health message out
don't,
there.
He's not on light and easy. No. Give it up. No, he is.
He's eating mince pies and he's drinking a glass of sherry 3 million times.
What about the Santa that we'll often take the dog to at the pet shop? There's a pet shop in Melbourne that where you can get your dog and cat photographed with Santa.
Fantastic.
And people queue up. He's very patty, though.
He's
all hands.
He's all hands.
And if you bring in a cat, we saw it, there was someone brought in a cat, you know, with the fur, makes it look like it's wearing boots.
Oh, I love that. Shave to make it look like boots.
I call them come pat me boots.
Yeah.
And he couldn't keep the hands off.
Really?
He was one of those. He was all hands, the pet Santa.
Okay, leave it.
Yeah, what do you want for Christmas?
What was that?
You bring your chicken in to be photographed with Santa?
That was a chicken dog asking for a bone made out of straw.
That's probably a good place to leave it because you finally lost your mind, Moon.
Okay. Right, can I send a little bit of a cheerio to the Sparkies, the girls and boys at Dessa? I'm going to do their Christmas party tonight and crack them up.
Uh-oh.
So, and because there's a lot of tradies out there, listen to the M's. I know all the gang from Dessa will be listening. So, hello. And I'll see you tonight.
What about, we'd like to give a shout out to the over 30 people that complained about you that to make you get sacked from the cruise ship.
Yeah, for those of you that were on the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line Voyager of the Seas who hated my act, have a happy Christmas.
That's nice. There's
next time you get on the high seas, I won't be there. You'll have to put up with Simon Palomares.
Thank you. A wonderful comedian. So, Moon, that's what you're plugging. I love it. Das, where can we hear you next?
You can listen to my podcast, The Little Dum Dum Club. You can find it on iTunes or at littledumdumclub.com. All you gentlemen have been on.
We have an over 100 episodes. You do a great job. Dr. Martin.
I'm at Mr. Tony Martin on Twitter, waffling on about defunct video delivery systems.
Yes, you are.
Presenting cat clips.
And more the power to you. Rosie, thank you for everything.
My pleasure.
Wonderful, as always. Now, a friend of mine, Mr. Dave Hughes, texted me last night, and he's doing a gig. Wonderful, spiegeltent.com.au. It's in Victoria on Monday, 8:30 p.m. It's called The Joke's Over. Hughesy and the Friends toast the wheel opening. So it's Mr. Hughes and a number, I think Mr. Dave O'Neill's going to be there.
They've got kind of a Melbourne eye down there.
Yeah,
it's
they
a
do.
Little,
it's,
little
and,
wheel.
And it didn't spin. We've got one hot day and it stopped spinning. So you get yourself down to that if you get the chance. I will be, next time you'll be hearing me on the M's is I'm taking over Mid-Dawns.
Congrats.
Which is exactly, no.
Yes.
I'm going, finally. You will be hearing me every day as part of the Brisbane Grill team with Marto the Legend and Michelle.
Ooh.
Very much looking forward to my hometown taking Tiff and getting involved. Very much looking forward to it.
Back to the story bridge for you, buddy.
Absolutely right. We're house hunting for a new place at the moment, and it's all very exciting.
Where are you going to live, Logan?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking I don't want to. I mean, I'll obviously give out my exact address soon.
There'll be a Black Thunder parked out the front.
Of course there will. All right, that's it. Summer breakfast. Thank you, everyone, for coming on board. And the moral of the show, of course, is...
Look at it. Almost looks like an albino pineapple.
Have a nice Christmas.
Happy Christmas.